You are listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis, Raised by Sound. This is Analog Delay. I'm JB. I'll be with you here until noon, kicking out the jams. I want to thank Brandy for another wonderful edition of Putting On Airs every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on WYXR. I hope y'all are well this week, friends. Staying warm. Getting ready for this winter onslaught. It sounds like we might be having Winter Storm 2024. Anyways, I hope y'all are well, staying warm. I've got a guest in the studio today. Let me work out some technical details real quick here. We'll see if we got the mic on. Can you hear me in those headphones, Bunny?
Oh, yeah.
You can? Can you hear you?
Yeah, I can hear my...
You can hear yours good?
It's kind of low, but...
Hold on one second.
Yeah, that's great.
That's good.
All right, we're back in action. Thanks for hanging in there with us, friends. Today I've got a guest in the studio, Jeff Bunny Dutton. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good today.
Good. Thanks for coming out. You staying warm?
Yeah, that's the main thing that I'm doing lately.
Staying warm. Hell yeah. Well, I wanted to have you down here today because you've got a release out. Your most current project is Dirty Spiders, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
You guys have been playing out. I've seen you play around town a few times. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, we've worked so hard on just recording, and then we started getting, good enough to play out at a bar, so we did it a couple times.
Right. I can tell you put the work in on the recording because, I was familiar with, obviously, projects you were doing immediately prior to this, but all this new material, and we'll get to that in a second, but all this material, if it's new stuff or old stuff that you're reworking, whatever it is, seems like you've had a pretty creative period of time here in the past. I don't know if that's related to COVID lockdown, being at home that much and having time, or just the inspiration struck.
Yeah, that it actually is the COVID thing, because I had already been kind of upset with myself because I was out drinking in bars all the time and then not doing any work, and then going home the next day being hungover and not doing any work.
Right. It's a cycle.
Yeah. So all of a sudden I was at home and I wasn't spending all that money on bars, so I started getting gear.
Yeah.
So recording gear.
And so all the stuff that's on this, and just so you know real quick, we're going to be listening to the tracks today that are on this Bandcamp release. And that's, if you just Google Dirty Spiders Bandcamp, then you'll find it. And we're going to hear three tracks off of it today. But these are all tracks that you have recorded here in the past. What would you say, like year, 2 years, 3 years?
Well, these songs have... A couple of them were started like 2 years ago, but they've changed over the years.
I know Darkness. I've heard I heard an earlier version of Darkness that I think I might have even played on the show. And then when I heard this new batch, when it got uploaded to Bandcamp, I guess is when we got into the conversation about it had been mixed and some different things were going on there, correct?
Right. Plus that one, I dug that one out. That one I've wrote back in the 80s.
Okay.
So that's an oldie.
Well, that's a perfect segue. So now, before we get into hearing the jams, I wanted to ask you if you could just give me some background on where are you from, how long have you been playing, how did you get into playing, things like that. So where are you originally from?
I'm from a little Rust Belt place called Marion, Ohio.
Marion.
Yeah. And
what's the biggest city that's close to?
It's really close to Columbus.
Columbus.
Yeah, it's almost... People actually drive all the way to Columbus for work from there now.
They commute from there.
Yeah, it's like 45 minutes. I don't know how they do it, but it's a thing.
Well, Ohio has produced some amazing rockers.
Yeah, there's some funny stories.
Yeah. I might even ask you about a few. So it was
most of them center around Dayton.
Yeah. Okay. So at what point did you get into playing guitar?
See, when I was a kid, I used to stand up in the back of the car and play air guitar to the radio.
Yeah.
And instead of smacking me and telling me to sit down and buckle my seatbelt, my parents bought me a guitar.
They're smart.
So that was I think I was 8. And then, just started doing the lessons and everything.
And what music were you initially into that you were like, I want to play what I'm hearing? What were some of your favorite influences?
Well, up in Marion, we could still get CKLW. So, and they played everything. They played the, rock and roll, a lot of the stuff coming out of Detroit, as far as in Stax and stuff.
And what year would this have been, if you don't mind me asking? So I just to put it in context. So you're starting to play guitar. You're 8 years old. You said you were 8 when you got your first guitar,
right? And it was electric too,
with an amp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like an old Univox.
Right. And so all this music's going on, you're listening. But what was your favorite stuff? So you're hearing all this different stuff, from Stax to Detroit stuff, all the mainstream rock and roll stuff. But what was the first stuff that really grabbed you that you're like, that makes me want to play?
Let me see. Well, my first record that I bought was a 45, and it was the Trogs.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Coming right out the gate. There you go.
And there was actually a lot of that kind of stuff on the radio back then, too.
Yeah.
And, all of the rock and roll that was coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked the rock and roll.
And so how long between 8 years old were you inspired to play and you get a guitar and an amp to when you actually start jamming with friends and forming bands?
Boy, that took a while. I think I was just getting out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
And me and a friend, we just decided we were just going to play.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all writing songs. It was a thing.
Was it you and another guitar player? You and a drummer?
Yeah, well, my friend Mike, he could play drums and guitar and bass and keyboards. And he was a whiz,
mm-hmm,
even back then. And so he would work on the songs, and I'd sit back in another room writing the lyrics out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of the way I've always written: music first, lyrics later.
Yeah, I'm the same way. The music kind of comes first, and then you just see what fits.
Yeah, which is completely opposite of how my friend Harlan writes.
You've played with Harlan a lot. Well, we're going to get into that, too, because I want to get into everybody that you've played with, too, since you got to Memphis years ago. So you and your friend Mike started playing together, and then did you form a band and start playing out?
We must have spent a year in the basement with a bunch of tape decks, and my brother was our engineer.
Your brother is in music production, you were telling me.
He is in film and video.
Okay.
But sound.
Oh, okay. He's a sound designer.
Yeah. And he's got a really nice studio up in Cincinnati now.
And he did some work on some of these mixes we're going to hear today.
He did a lot of cleaning stuff up,
mm-hmm,
editing. He did the mastering, getting all the compression right. And the levels up to where they sound decent on radio.
But this started in a basement when y'all were growing up, learning all this stuff to,
right,
to
and,
do this.
And he actually went to one of those, what are those little sound schools?
Like Full Sail or something?
It's like a 6-week program. Yeah. They teach you how to, it's a crash course on mixing and recording. I think it's called the Recording Workshop.
There you go.
And Ohio somewhere in the southern part.
So you and your friend Mike were working on stuff, and then at some point you formed a band though, right?
Yeah, we got a drummer, and I was on bass for a while, and then we moved to Well, immediately when we wanted to play, we had to move to Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, actually be some places to play.
Mm-hmm.
And we picked up another guy down there to play bass, and I switched to back to sixth string.
There you go. You got back on guitar.
Yeah.
And started playing gigs around Columbus.
Right.
Well, then, what were some bands that were around there at the time that were popular that you guys played with or were?
Well, there's Ron House, of course, had some bands, and there's the Gibson Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And Skrull.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a, what were those guys? Royal Crescent Mob.
Mm-hmm.
They were really big in the. They had that funk rock thing going.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they were just packing them in.
Well, that's cool. There was some interesting stuff going on, obviously.
Oh, there was always something going on in Columbus because it's right there at the university, and every year just a massive bunch of new kids coming to town, and you know, like, I don't know, 5%, 8% of them probably musicians.
Mm-hmm.
So there's brand new bands every year.
Right.
It's
a lot of turnover.
Yeah. Once you get a little older, like I had to get out of the town by the time I was getting up close to 40, and
you're ready to get out.
Oh, I had to, man. The young kids are just.
Where did you go from Ohio? Kicking my butt.
Well,
is that when you came?
When I actually left Ohio when I was just about 30 and moved up to Chicago and started playing up there.
Mm-hmm.
And Bruce Saltmarsh joined me up there in Chicago.
Yeah, Bruce. I knew Bruce was gonna. I was wondering when Bruce enters the scene here.
Yeah, that was like 92 or something like that.
Y'all listener friends out here might know Bruce. He is on, he's been on here before on YXR. He's a friend of the station. And I know he's been on Box of Records and Burnt Ends.
Right.
He's been on Box of Records with Zach, Burnt Ends with Eric. And he's covered for Brandy on Putting on Air. So Bruce, a good friend of WYXR. But so y'all met in Chicago.
Yeah, he'd been in Columbus off and on. So we kind of met there, but then he was in Chicago when I got there.
And he's the drummer in Dirty Spiders.
Right.
So y'all have been jamming for a long, like most of your life.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Most of my life.
Yeah.
He's been there longer than anybody else, that's for sure.
So Dirty Spiders is you, Bruce Saltmarsh on drums, and then your bass player moved, right?
Right. Sergio.
Sergio moved to California.
Yeah, he moved back to California. He was here for, what, almost 2 years, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
But he had to go back. But he did a lot of work. He was fun to hang out with, I tell you.
Yeah.
Sergio Castillo. And then there was Will Sexton.
Will Sexton, of course, yeah.
Will is a fun guy to have around, and he kind of makes us, I don't know how to explain it. When Will walks in the room and we're working on something already, as soon as Will walks in the room, we start playing better.
Yeah. Will's an amazing guitar player. Yeah.
I think we just want to.
Amazing musician.
We have to try to impress him. Like,
yeah.
no more messing around. Will's in the room.
Yeah. He's a great fit. When I've seen y'all live and everything I've heard on the recording, yeah, he sounds like he's a great fit.
Oh, yeah. He's a lot of fun.
Okay, so you were in Columbus, you moved to Chicago, and then how did you end up in Memphis? At what point?
Oh man, after Chicago we went to Portland in Oregon, and we just toured the West Coast.
What band was that?
That was the Action Family.
The Action Family.
Yeah.
And that was you and Bruce, and who else was in that band?
Tootie Jackson. She was one of the main songwriters and she played bass. And off and on, Buckwheat. I don't know if you know Buckwheat.
I know, yeah.
And Jack Taylor every once in a while, even.
Mm-hmm.
I know he was in Memphis for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It was just the three of us, but then these other guys would wander into town and
right.
And they'd be ready to play.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good network. Once you're up there, you can just go up and down the coast as much as you want.
Oh, it made things a lot really easy.
Yeah.
And we used to do radio interviews in Los Angeles. So driving from San Francisco to Los Angeles, we'd come up with amazing stories.
Yeah.
We just made stuff up.
Yeah.
It was the easiest way to do it.
Yeah.
Just lie.
Yeah. Make it sound good.
Yeah, it was much more interesting.
Yeah.
Than, you know, what you usually had to do.
Right.
Yeah.
So, at what point did you end up in Memphis? What year did you get here?
So then, Tootie and I moved back to Columbus. Her parents needed her back in Ohio, and I was there for probably 5 years, maybe six, and it wasn't going real well. So Bruce said, "Why don't you move down to Memphis?" And I packed up a Volkswagen Golf.
Bruce was already here.
Yeah.
Wheat was here too, huh?
I think Wheat was. Yeah, he was here when I got here, but I can't remember if he was actually living here or if he was just working with Mike on a project. Mike McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been that, because he was always in and out of whatever town, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He was a moving around kind of guy.
Right. And so then when you got here and you already had some friends here and you and Bruce have this history of playing, y'all started playing together here too?
Yeah, pretty much immediately. It never was real. Something that we spent a lot of time on. I mean, most of the projects that I've done here in Memphis were just kind of thrown together, go out, play some shows,
mm-hmm.
break up,
mm-hmm.
start another one. I think we had one of the bands, I can't even remember the name of that. I think we did one show
mm-hmm.
and broke up.
Wait a little while, come back, put a band together. Yeah. Sometimes that's a good way to work, you know, low pressure situation. And then you fell in with playing with Harlan. You played a lot with Harlan, toured, recorded, spent a lot of time playing with him, right?
Yeah, we kind of got along really well.
Did you know Harlan before you came to Memphis?
No, not at all.
You met here.
Yeah, he's another Ohioan, though.
Mm-hmm.
One of those Dayton guys.
Dayton.
Yeah.
All right.
I think he used to mow the yard for the funk band down there.
He mowed the funk band's grass?
Yeah. What were those guys called? The guys with the synthesizer vocals? I can't even remember what they're called now.
And I don't know.
Somebody will let us know.
Yeah.
They were hot for a while.
Yeah. All right. So now we're up to here. We're actually going to play some jams now. All right, so this batch of songs, and we've been talking a little bit about the recording process, but you wrote these tracks, obviously, right?
Right. I no longer have the writing partner I used to have when I was a kid, so
mm-hmm.
now it's pretty much up to me.
Mm-hmm.
But we do jam them out a bit.
Yeah. Sort of flesh them out with everybody adding their part to it.
Right. And like I said, especially the song called Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That one has like gone from sounding like Gimme Shelter to what it is today.
That's the one we're going to hear first.
Yeah, it kind of took a while to metamorphose.
Yeah.
That's
good. You let it marinate, man, till it's time, you know?
Yeah, it's like, it's always the greatest thing about not having a record label on your back to get finished.
Yeah.
And I don't think I could handle that.
Yeah. No, it's nice to take your time and just know that you're comfortable with what it is and it's done and you can move on and do something else, you know?
Right. I'm already getting started on the next project.
That's good. You're inspired right now, man. Just keep cranking them out.
Yeah. I have a new idea of how I want it to sound, which is pretty much like an old idea.
Right. What are you recording this stuff on?
Oh, I always liked I always like the Tascam what do they call those? Porta Studios.
The 388?
Yeah, stuff like that. So I bought one of this new one they have called the something 16, Model 16.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically a pretty nice console. It's got 12 XLR inputs on it, you know.
Sure.
Nice board, nice preamps, EQs are good. And then it records on digitally on a little card like you put in a camera.
Mm-hmm. A little flash card kind of thing.
Yeah. And you could use it for running live sound.
Yeah.
It records. You can record while you're running live sound.
Yeah.
It's a nice little...
It sounds really good. And you're recording all this at the house.
Right.
Nice.
And Sergio did gift me with a 4-track TAC.
Yeah.
When he left, because he didn't want to have to carry the thing around anymore.
Yep. Take it back to California.
Those things are boat anchors.
Yeah.
Probably know.
Yeah. Well, right on. All right. Well, let's hear Nothing right now. And is this the full band playing on here?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, we're going to hear Nothing. And then after that, we're going to hear She's Gone and come back and talk a little bit. And then we're going to hear another jam. I do want to tell you all, though, the second track we play, both of these are outstanding. And this is kind of a good example of the range, I guess, of like the songwriting or the approach as far as how this is arranged and how it's played. I love both of them. But at about 2.5 minutes and She's Gone, there's this amazing free form meltdown that's beautiful, and then the song comes back in. So be sure and listen to that, and we'll talk about it when we come back. You're tuned into WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, Raised by Sound. Thank you.
you want a shot at Shell Days tickets, exclusive WYXR merch, and more? It's easy. Just complete our quick listener survey at survey.wyxr.org. Your opinion counts, and the prizes are pretty sweet. Don't miss out. Head to survey.wyxr.org now.
WYXR. WYXR is raised by sound. 91.7 FM and online at WYXR.org. WYXR.
Man, we're jamming. That was Dirty Spiders. She's gone. That meltdown, freak out. I got Jeff Bunny Dutton in the studio with me. He wrote all this and recorded it. Man, that I love that meltdown.
You wouldn't believe how long it took to get for us to get that right.
It sounds like you're having so much fun. Just when it goes crazy. I love it. Cause yeah. It's like I was saying when we were off the air. It's like the song has these hooks. It's like a you know, like really catchy. You're just tapping your foot like, yeah, get the, and then you're like it's that? Like the world fell out of focus and then it just, yes, and then it comes back. I love that.
Yeah, I think it's all in there because it's right after the first about the rocket taking off. Or the,
right.
And then it's like, I wanted a rocket taking off.
With the guitars plugged straight in the board.
Yeah.
I love it. That's good stuff. All right, so yeah. So we got Jeff Bunny Dutton here with us. This is Dirty Spiders. You can find this release on Bandcamp. There's like, what is there? How many songs is this? 11?
I think there's 11 songs.
Yeah.
And I set it up as pay what you want.
Sure.
Because, you know, I'm a commie.
Yeah. I love how Bandcamp, I know they just got absorbed and eaten by some larger, who was it? Something.
I don't know. They're probably going to like start changing rules on us.
Probably. I hope not. Because it is the most artist-friendly platform. I do like that about it.
And lossless.
Yeah.
Audio, too. That's really nice.
Yeah, these sound great coming off here. And you said, so you recorded all this because we were talking a little nuts and bolts stuff about the recording, but you record all this at home, mix a lot of it. Your brother's helped out with a little bit of it, but it's pretty much just you
in the band. For the most part. And another thing with how long it's taken to get it done is I had to learn how to work the new machine and.
Yeah, there's a little learning curve there. It's like you have an idea you want to get out, but you got to figure out how to make it sound right.
And it used to take me like a week to mix a song. Now it takes about a half an hour. So
yeah,
I'm getting better.
Yeah, and I think once you start to sort of the sound sort of takes shape and you kind of know what you're going for, I think as you go through the track successively, it's easier to sort of dial into what makes it sound good. I guess the first ones take a little longer. So yeah, you've got 11 tracks here, and you're saying that you are in the process of sort of starting back up.
Yeah, it's time. Finally got this thing done. We were like loading. My brother was sending me finished tracks even last night for the band camp.
Mm-hmm.
I have another package of all of them where we put a little bit of extra time at the beginning of the songs because some of them were kind of coming in.
Just come right in.
Yeah, a little too quickly. So, I mean, and it's almost completely done. I got artwork, some funny artwork done yesterday with Susie. Oh, Susie's on there too. She sings on a song and plays some saxophone.
I love it.
Yeah. Can't forget Susie.
No, definitely. Shout out to Susie Hendrix. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. What track is she on?
She is on one called Animals with the saxophone, and she plays a lovely, lovely solo.
Well, I'll tell you what. The plan was to hear Darkness, and we are going to hear that next, but let's hear Animals after that, because we have time. It's only 11:39. We got 20 minutes left, so that way we can hear Susie, too.
Yeah, that's a kind of a song that goes in, I thought, that you'd really like, because it really sounds like stuff you play on the radio.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we'll hear that one, too. Shout out to Susie Hendrix, amazing musician and stained glass artist, amongst many other things. All right, well, we're going to get into Darkness right now, and this is the one I've been wanting to ask you about, because this song has a vibe, and I think you mentioned early in the interview that this was an older song. Out of all these, this is the oldest.
Right.
So you've been carrying this. It's been marinating for a while.
Yeah, it's been around on cassette tapes and stuff in my house for so many years.
Different versions from different time periods?
Basically, mostly the same version, but, you know, some of the tapes are dirtier than others.
Right, right.
But it was, like, based on a lick that my friend Mike Dutcher came up with, and I tried to copy it, but he's just way better than me on guitar, so. But it sounds really close to the original.
Mm-hmm. All right, but this, in this version of Darkness that we're going to hear now, this is all from this new, like,
right, this
recording process that you've been in.
Yeah, this is the new band doing our new take on it.
All right. We're going to hear Darkness now, and then we'll hear Animals after that, too, so we can hear Susie jamming out on this. And then I'm looking forward to this next batch, too, man. Keep them coming.
Yeah, it's my favorite thing to do now. It's like I finally broke that cycle of not doing anything.
And doesn't it seem like sometimes once you get in the process of doing it, it becomes easier to just keep doing it?
Yeah.
Yeah, once you get those wheels turning and the gears are like, everything's moving, sometimes it's better to just keep the momentum and keep going.
Yes, I feel like I'm back, you know?
Yeah.
It's like mostly from the time I got to Memphis till I started working on this, I think I've maybe written 2 songs, maybe 3.
In how many years?
What's it been like? It's been 12 or more years.
It's
been closer to 18 years that I've been here now.
And then you're just like cranking out an album in the past couple of years.
Yeah.
That's great.
Like constantly working on it now.
Keep them coming, man. I love it.
I plan on it.
Well, thanks for coming down here today too, man.
I like this place. It's a nice cozy room you got here.
Yeah, it's chill down here, man. Got some hot tea and some records, some jams. All right, we're going to hear Darkness. Thanks again, Bunny. Thanks for coming down, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me out here.
Absolutely. Y'all check out Bandcamp, Dirty Spiders. We're going to hear Darkness now, and then we're going to hear Animals. And y'all be sure and stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Keep it down here on the left-hand end of the dial. Ross will be here at noon with Thrust. Right here on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, raised by sound. We'll be right back.
91.7 FM and online at WYXR.org. WYXR.
All right, friends, we are back. I'm here in the studio with Jeff Bunny Dutton. That was Animals. Before that, we heard Darkness. You told me about Darkness. That was an old track. But can you tell me a little bit about Animals? That's the one that features Susie on it, too.
Oh, that one's actually just me and Susie doing everything.
Sounds great.
It's kind of I don't know if it was a throwaway. The rest of the band wasn't doing it. We just kind of finished it. And yeah, her saxophone. At first, it doesn't sound like a saxophone.
Right. Sounds like a voice, like something choral almost.
Yeah, it comes in kind of funky on you.
And then
I really like the way it sounded.
I do too. And I think you called it. You said that it does fit pretty good with the vibe.
Right.
On the show, of all of them, that one especially really does.
Yeah.
Man, this is cool, dude, because I love, and this is what I was saying when we were listening to, I love the range of the songs here. Like, you're writing at this point, like, that there's a good range of songs, and it all sounds like you, but they're not all just the same. It doesn't sound like there's a sort of a conveyor belt assembly line way that you're writing these tunes. They're all distinct in their own way. I love that.
Yeah, it's like a lot of times it's the whatever mood I'm in. Sometimes it's actually thought out. Okay, the guys are coming over today, so we're going to do something more rockin' because we don't have enough, you know, rock and roll songs.
Right.
So, you know.
And then you're chilling at home with just you and Susie, and you make something like Animals, too. Yeah. I love that. You kind of go either direction.
And there's a song called Izzy on there,
mm-hmm.
which is basically... just me and Will.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, this is a good segue. Maybe we'll go out with Izzy then, but I have to ask you this before we get to this, because the photo of you on the Bandcamp release, and I used it, we've got an Analog Delay Radio Instagram account, and you can see a picture of Bunny on there, the picture I'm talking about that accompanies the release on Bandcamp. Yeah, it looks like you're having fun.
Yeah, you know, that's back, I was hanging out with a couple of girls I knew back when I still lived in the little Rust Belt town, and as you can see from the picture...
Was this the apartment where you're... You had to get out of the town? Well, it should tell me that... Or it could tell me that Bunny needs to get out of that situation. Well, it looks like you're right where you want to be in that moment.
Oh, yeah, that was a lot of fun. It took a little while. And, you know, Instamatic camera, we didn't know if we got that smoke ring in.
The smoke ring almost looks like a heart.
That's what Susie was just saying.
It does. It looks like the smoke ring looks like a heart. And then it appears, unless there's something stuck to the ceiling, you might be wearing like a birthday party hat.
Yeah, party hat.
You got a party hat on.
Yeah, I think it's a party hat.
You got a party vibe, you know, you got a party appearance in the photo, too. So I guess it just all fits together.
Yeah, you do a lot of dumb stuff for fun when you live in the little Rust Belt town.
Yeah, there's not a lot going on, so you got to kill time and make it enjoyable. Was this the place where the guy upstairs had the waterbed?
Oh, no, that's Columbus. That is another story for some other time, I'm telling you. It's just long and involved.
I love that story. We'll get when you get this next batch of songs done, come back and we'll listen to them, and then we can get into the waterbed story.
Okay, I'll do another one of his songs on the next batch too.
There you go.
My brother's already pushing me on one of them.
There you go.
So yeah, and then that'll give us a reason to
talk about the waterbed.
The waterbed
and the landlord. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
There's a snake involved.
There's a snake. And some property damage.
Yeah.
Okay. A snake, a waterbed, and property damage. You know it's going to be a good time. All right. Well, thanks for being here, man.
Yeah, thanks again.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Y'all are tuned in to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, Raised by Sound. We're going to go out with this is Izzy by Dirty Spiders. And be sure to stay tuned at noon. Ross will be here with Thrust. Don't go anywhere.
just smoked down in White House.